Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Mercedes in the Morning Show on the go. A lot of show in little time. Mix 94.1.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to respond to my friend that's invited us over for dinner this weekend. You're going out of town this weekend, right?
Today's a 10-year wedding anniversary. Going to head up to Lake Tahoe with my wife for the weekend.
We're going to our friend's house, and they're out of town right now, but they're coming back today. Mm-hmm. Actually, you might run into them at the airport.
I'll say hi.
They're coming back in town today, and I was sending her an email like asking if there's anything I can bring, and I'm not sure that why they're inviting us, because I'm glad they're out of town so I can talk about this, but last time we had dinner with them, they came to our house and it did not go well. And maybe this is like an opportunity. It's because our husbands are really good friends. Uh-huh. And she and I are friends too, but I really offended her when she was over at our house last time. And it was totally unintentional. And I didn't realize it until they left. My husband told me, like, wow, you know what you just did. And I think you're going to agree with me. There was no intentional, like, nothing meant to be mean here, but so we had them over for dinner. I ended up ordering a bunch of stuff from a restaurant. Mm-hmm. I didn't cook. I did make my signature green chili, but she asked if there was anything she could bring. You always do that to be nice, right? And so I was like, sure, if you want to bring an appetizer or something, that would be great. Well, she decides not to bring an appetizer. She ends up bringing like a main dish type thing. And this is like a dish in her family. I don't want to say what it is because it might give away the person, but it's a dish in her family. So we start eating, we start making plates. I put some of it on my plate. Mm-hmm. And it's delicious, but it needs a little salt. So it was just that there wasn't a lot of flavor. So I grabbed the salt and I put it in. I saw her look at me when I did it. And her eyes got big, and then she looked away quickly. And after that, she was, no pun intended, she was salty to me the rest of the night.
Yeah.
Like, the husbands are all yucking it up. Oh, friendly, ha, ha, ha. Like, and then she was just like, yeah, mm-hmm. And then, so at the end of the night, she had her dish came in her plate. And she goes, well, I'll just be taking this back then, because, I'm not sure that anyone liked it. And I was like, oh my God, I loved it. It was so good. And she goes, well, when you drown it in salt, anything's good.
Oh!
And I was like, oh!
You insulted this woman.
You
insulted. You put salt in her food and you insulted the woman.
I insulted her?
Yes.
What was I supposed to do? Just eat it as
is? You just said she brought over one of her signature dishes. This is her dish that she's made it hundreds of times, and she's known for this dish. This is her pride and joy. She brings it over, and you said, but, and I'm quoting you here because I wrote it down as soon as you said it, but it needed a little flavor.
I didn't say that to her.
So you went and grabbed salt.
I just grabbed the salt and put some.
This is my family thing. I make it all the time. It's done to perfection. Let me change it and add some salt because it's not that good.
Oh, come on.
Shake, 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 shake. And when do you put, you're not a big salt person.
I'm
not. So if you add salt in something, you're really saying to this woman, this is bland. This is like eating cardboard. You insult. You
insulted
you,
her.
You offended the woman.
That's no. You flavor something to your liking.
How much salt did you put in? A sprinkle
not
here?
Not much. Look, I took a bite first, and I'm like, could use a little salt. That's what I'm thinking. No, I didn't think it didn't taste good. I just think
upset the woman. I feel for the woman, too. I really do. I'm sorry.
My husband's theory is that they're inviting us back, and I would bring something so she can insult me back.
Oh, the reverse.
That's why I was just sending her this email. Like, what would you like me to bring? And I'm hoping she's saying a dessert. because I'll just get something store-bought. So it won't.
Oh, she'll find a way. Like, oh, we need whipped cream, or oh, let me add something more chocolate to this, or something. Because you picked the wrong dessert.
But then it's on that bakery or whatever. It's okay. Not on me personally. 702-364-9400. I don't think it's insulting to ask for salt or to put salt on something someone cooked for you. Do you? 702-364-9400. You can text us on the David Wilson's Toyota of Las Vegas text line at 21732. This text says she's too sensitive. She needs to get over it. I agree. I mean, it wasn't meant to be mean. Amanda, is that rude to put salt on someone's dish?
Absolutely not, because certain people have health issues. So I've always like only added a dash of salt. And if people want to put more, or if it's good because I didn't put enough, that's completely fine. Like, she made a big fuss over nothing.
Oh, okay. Anything's better with a lot of salt on it. And it wasn't like I was like
salt, bacon, you name it.
Oh, bacon.
But Amanda, the way you said it right there, and I think a lot of people do that. But I think you then preface that when you present the meal. You say, "Oh, this is my signature dish. By the way, you might want to add a little salt because I'm not sure how much salt you guys like in it." So if you present it that way, then you're okay putting the salt in. But she presented it like, "I made the dish. This is done to perfection. Nothing needs to be added." And you went and added salt, pepper.
No,
what else did you add, Mercedes?
I didn't add any of that
rosemary
other stuff.
And thyme?
Amanda is with me on that one. Let me turn the tables, okay? I make my chili all the time for people, and it's hot. I don't know it's hot if it's hot until it's done, because you just don't know what kind of batch of green chilies you got. Sometimes I get mild ones. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this isn't even hot. Other times I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can't breathe. And so what I do is I leave out a bowl of cheese and I say to people, hey, if it's too hot, you might want to put some cheese in it to tame it down a little bit. So I leave it up to them. So.
And you're also prefacing it, too. That's part of the process. She did not preface it that way, saying, oh, this is going to be bland because I left the salt out because I wasn't sure how much salt you like. She brought this to your house. This was her, you said, her signature dish. This is the one item she makes all the time.
So I just got to eat it bland?
The way you, in my mind, you really added a lot of salt. Maybe you did it over the top.
This is what I did.
A little sprinkle of salt is fine.
Here's my salt container, okay? Okay, maybe not. Wait, I'm trying to remember. It was a while ago. No, I did. That was it.
Did you also look at her the way you looked at me?
No.
You call this a signature dish?
Angela.
Yes.
Hey, good morning. What do you think?
I had to call in because I have to defend you in this case, all right?
It's okay to do that?
In your case, I would have actually gotten upset with her for being so salty, no pun intended.
Yeah.
Towards you. I mean, that's not okay. I understand, she might have gotten offended if you put a little salt on her dish. She has her own way of making things. She likes it. It's to her taste, but not everybody has the same taste. So you thought it was seasoned, you add a little bit of extra. I don't see the issue. I don't think it's very bigger for her to go back and start, throwing out those little, puns and saying, oh my goodness,
Yeah, she's, I love her to death, but it just was a little bland. And a lot of people are saying I was rude. Rude! If a woman cooks and this is her dish and you add to it, it's so rude, it's insulting, sorry. I love cooking and sometimes my husband adds salt and I want to cut him.
Welcome back to Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
What music instantly puts you in a good mood? What song? 702-364-9400. Text us at 21732 on the David Wilson's Toyota of Las Vegas text line. We were talking about Jennifer Lawrence. Jennifer Lawrence has a new movie coming out called Mother, and it's supposed to be absolutely terrifying. She had to go into some deep, dark places in this movie. And we learned in the Daily Dirt that there was one way for her to get out of the funk she was in after she would film scenes from this terrifying movie. And that way was
to listen to Christmas music.
How can you be in a bad mood when you hear Christmas music? It's not possible.
Uh-uh.
So we want to know what song takes you to that happy place. If you were just like in a horrible mood, but all of a sudden this song came on, what would it be? there was a study that came out that said happy music actually boosts your creativity too. So if you're maybe not in a bad mood, but you just need feel like you're at a standstill, like your creative juices are not flowing, they say listen to happy music, music that makes you happy, and it really gets you going again. What is it for you? I can't wait to hear this one.
For me, it's actually a video that I have to go and watch. And sometimes if you're on YouTube or on news sites or something, you start watching videos and you start going down these rabbit holes of, for me, I like watching some dark videos or just accidents and stuff. And I go down this road and my mind is in a weird spot. I always go back to one video to reset my mind. And it does put me in a good mood. It's the double rainbow guy.
Oh, he's so cute.
It's the guy that wakes up one morning, goes out, was in Hawaii, I think, and he's outside and he sees not one, but two rainbows.
Whoa, that's a full rainbow. All the way. Double rainbow. Oh my God. It's a double rainbow all the way. Whoa, that's so intense.
He's so cute. He's so appreciative of what he is viewing right at that moment. That is living in the moment. You know what I mean?
That just clears my mind and resets everything in my head. So if I'm watching dark videos or something, whatever, and I'm in a foul mood, I watch that, and it brings me back to life.
Okay, so for me, it's got to be this song always puts me in a good mood. Do you know this song?
Uh-uh.
Beyonce. Love on Top by Beyonce always puts me in a good mood. I can't be angry. I don't know what it is about the song. I always smile whenever I hear it. What is it for you? 702-364-9400. Angie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hi, good. Do you have a song that can instantly take you to a happy place?
Yes, One Direction's best song ever. Every time it does it for me.
No matter what, you just go to that happy place.
Yes. Well, I don't even like One Direction, but that song, oh, they killed it.
I already feel like I'm in a better mood.
It is.
To
it is a nice upbeat song.
Casey just sent us a tweet. See if you remember this song. This song, it's hard to be mad and listen to this song. And I think any song by this band, actually. Pinch Me by Bare Naked Ladies. And when I first heard it, when they said, I just made you say underwear, that would always make me laugh for some stupid reason. I don't know why. You looked at me, threw your up in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me, I still got the red rims on both my
knees. That's a good one.
I love that one. Let's talk to Amber. Amber, the song that will always put you in a good mood, what is it?
It is No Rain by Blind Melon. Why I sleep
all day. Because all you see is that little girl in the bumblebee outfit dancing around. Oh, she was so sweet. Like,
she's a happy kid. That's a happy song, too.
Yeah, but sometimes when I hear that, then I get sad.
About the lead singer?
Well, no. Well, that. But, like, I think of being carefree.
Oh, and her attitude and stuff. And
and how I'll never be like that ever again in my life. I'll never be carefree.
You don't think so?
No.
Man, that's... Why'd you throw that down?
Where's Did I take us there?
Where's my double rainbow guy?
Whoa, that's a full rainbow.
There you go. I'll never be carefree.
We won't be carefree ever again.
No.
Like running through. Yeah, you're right. Oh, man. That's
really depressing.
There's
always going to be something you have to think about.
Hey, you were really excited. It's Friday. Look at the weather's perfect. You're driving right now. There you are in the 215. Mercedes just pointed out that we're never going to be carefree again. Kids right now in the back seat of the car with your parents, you are carefree right now. This is your future
enjoy
self telling
you
to
can.
Enjoy it. Enjoy being carefree this weekend.
Yeah.
Man.
It's not going to happen. Or we could just listen to this song that came over on the David Wilson's Toyota of Las Vegas Tech song. Hey! Carefree again! Woo-hoo!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.